How was today's workout for you?
It was great, you know. It was kind of tough in the beginning because, you know, the altitude is kind of different from here than Arkansas or some of the other places I've been. But, you know, I got through it, and I felt like it was a productive day.
Did you talk with the Jazz at the combine?
Yeah, I talked to them twice, actually. You know, I talked to them during the interviews, and I talked to them separately, you know. Like, it was the short guy. I don't know his name. I want to say his name, but I forgot his name. But I talked to him separately.
How was it like working with Coach Snyder today?
I feel like it was great, you know. It was a great opportunity for me to come out here and show, like, on some of my God-gifted abilities, you know, and I just kind of came out here and tried to go as hard as I could.
Anything specifically you wanted to show?
That I'm a competitor and that, like, I like to go out here and just, you know, play as hard as I can, you know, and then just, like, show my versatility to them, too, you know, that I can face up, I can back down people on the block, and, you know, I can make the jump.
How much of an emphasis are you trying to put on expanding out to the three-point line for the NBA game?
A lot, you know, because, you know, I'm a stress four, and to be a dominant stress four, you have to make threes. So that's something that, you know, I've been trying to work on. You know, in college I shot like 46% from the three-point line this year. You know, that's not going to happen each and every year. So, you know, I have to, you know, just keep trying to work on my game.
How many more workouts do you have scheduled? Just winding down, or are you just starting?
I'm just starting. This is my fourth workout, actually. I had Phoenix 2 days ago, and I had this one. Then I have Detroit Saturday. So I have, after Detroit, I'll have like seven left.
What's the biggest thing you've learned through the four tryouts or four workouts you've had?
To always go hard, because, you know, like, some of your competition is going to die down, you know, the 30, 40-minute mark. But then, you know, the last 20 marks is mine.
Where do you think you fit on potentially on a Jazz team with Derek Favors and Rudy Gobert? Would you like to play alongside those guys?
No doubt. You know, I just feel like with any team that picks me, they'll get a gem. You know, they'll get a guy that's going to come in from day one to be himself, and he's going to always come in, you know, and then just always work as hard as he can.
Down those same lines, how do you think you'd fit defensively with a group that's been so strong defensively in the last half of last season?
Me personally, I feel like I would fit anywhere great defensively, because, you know, I'm a defensive-minded person. You know, I like getting stops after stops, because, you know, I went to Arkansas, and Coach Anderson kind of preached that to us. I always play that 40 minutes of hell type of defense, in your face, dog me, man, defense. So, you know, he always preached that, you know, and that's kind of stuck with me ever since.
Do you get a chance to show your defensive prowess in workouts like these?
No doubt. You know, I'm always clapping and, yeah, let's go, and, you know, just hyping myself up on defense, because, you know, that's something I feel like a team can really get out of me.
Do you have an NBA model, someone who you compare yourself to that you want to become at the pro level?
Yes, sir. Three players, actually. I like Kevin Garnett because, you know, he brings that certain edge on his shoulder that he needs, you know, and, like, he always plays with that passion. I like Tristan Thompson because his motor that he brings, that's something that I feel like I can bring to a team, you know, that relentless motor and always going hard. And I like Chris Bosh because, you know, he always plays off the pick and roll real well.
Can you trash talk like KG?
Yeah, all day.
You pick and pop like Chris Bosh.
No doubt. No doubt.
You pay attention to the mock drafts, things like that, and or you're trying to prove?
Early on in my college career, I did, but I stopped looking at it because that thing changes weekly, so you really can't keep up with it. So I really don't look at it anymore. I just, you know, try to work as hard as I can, and, you know, wherever I land, you know, I'll land and I'll keep working hard as I can.